Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today will be another busy day of campaigning for the Republican presidential candidates here. Frontrunner Mitt Romney starts his day with a breakfast appearance in Nashua. Rick Santorum will also be in Nashua this morning. Newt Gingrich will be in Dover and Manchester, while Ron Paul stops in Manchester and John Huntsman visits Claremont and Lebanon. The latest poll out this morning shows Romney maintaining his commanding lead in New Hampshire. The WMUR University of New Hampshire poll shows Romney with 41% support. Ron Paul is next at 17%, while John Huntsman and Rick Santorum tie for third at 11%. As the GOP candidates stump in the Granite State, they meet voters in grocery stores, diners, and town squares. The tiny southern New Hampshire town of Mount Vernon didn't have a meeting place until last week, when a Massachusetts couple opened a new general store. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis visited Mount Vernon and filed this report.
The town of Mount Vernon is home to about 2,000 people. They mostly live in well-kept, farm-style homes on large plots of land. After it gets dark, some of the only lights in town come from Fishbone's General Store. This Saturday, three girls around the age of 11 walked into the store without their parents. They looked determined. They wanted hot chocolate.
Hi, girls. I'm all right. How are you?
That's Kristen O'Brien. She owns the place with her husband.
You didn't come in for your birthday. So get some birthday candy, missus.
The girls say before this place opened, if they wanted a glass of milk or hot chocolate, their parents had to drive them half an hour to the nearest store.
What do you think of the store?
It's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
The building has been around since the Civil War. The last owners closed shop 2 years ago, and the building fell apart. So O'Brien and her husband, Wild Bill Croteau, bought the property last year and set out to restore it. What started as a three-month project ended up taking a year. Croteau says he was inspired to start the business by President Barack Obama.
When I saw him on TV about a year ago when we first started, and he said he looked forlorn on TV, like he was thinking about something, and he was half beaten. And he had said to me, he said through the TV that all Americans have to try and just have to do something. And I said, well, we're going to try and do something.
Croteau hoped to attract some presidential primary candidates to the store, especially the front runner, Mitt Romney.
Newt can stay home. Sorry, Newt. You can swing on through if you want to come by. I'd love to meet you. I'm not going to vote for you for president. Yeah, the new guy that's there, I can't think of what his name is, coming up on the live. I like Romney. I like President Obama. He's the one that inspired me to do this.
Since they were only open 10 days before the primary, the store did not get a candidate visit this year. If Romney or another candidate were to come to Fishbone's General Store, he'd find a diverse set of opinions. During the last presidential primary in Mount Vernon, slightly more residents voted Republican than Democrat.
I actually really like Ron Paul right now, and Rick Santorum has been my second.
Zoe Fimble came into the store Saturday to buy a Moxie soda. She's heard many of the candidates speak, including Mitt Romney.
I'm concerned about him because he seems to me, be a Democrat in Republican clothing. I just don't have that comfortable feeling with him. Although he's been at this for a long time, he's involved in politics, he knows the ropes, he seems to be a viable candidate, but he certainly wouldn't be my first or second choice.
Fimble wants a candidate who believes life starts at conception and who will jumpstart the economy.
We just want somebody who truly loves America, somebody who will truly lead us in a good way without burdening us with ridiculous taxes and sticking their nose where it doesn't belong.
$3.48, please, sir.
Scott Heinlein and his son are buying sports drinks and checking out the DVDs for rent. They just spent the day listening to Kentucky Senator Rand Paul speak on behalf of his father, Ron Paul, who's running second in the polls. Heinlein's 15-year-old son, Connor, worships Ron Paul and his libertarian leanings.
Why do I like him? I just like everything he says. I'm like a libertarian, too.
Scott Heinlein says he appreciates Paul, but objects to his foreign policy plans to pull out of Afghanistan and not intervene in foreign conflicts. So Heinlein plans to vote for Romney.
For me, it's leadership. I mean, I think Washington right now has a lack of leadership, and I feel like he is the candidate that has the most leadership qualities, most skills, based on his experience. And I feel like, you know, he can go in there and hopefully stop some of the gridlock.
The residents of Mount Vernon may not agree on which candidates to support, but there is one thing everyone is happy about. That's having a place to gather, a place to buy a Coke, a place to talk politics, a place perhaps next time around where they could meet presidential contenders. They say now that the general store is back, it feels like a town again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.